great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early tomorrow morning, we celebrate the canonization of Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Saint Carlo Acutis. Still blessed for about 12 more hours. But these are some incredible people the church has honored for years. So many looked to these two young men. Frassati passed away at age 24, and Acutis passed away at only 15. They looked at them and saw the light of Christ in a way that's utterly relatable. You look at them, and you can see it is possible to be saints. We hear saints, and we think, long ago, some monk living in the desert, eating bread and water, and that's it. We look for Sadi and Acutis, and we see it's possible to become saints. For Sadi loved things we loved. He was an avid mountain climber, skier. He went to plays frequently, and he had many, many friends involved in many clubs, serving the poor, clubs just promoting Catholic life. He got along with everyone, and people saw him and just saw how joyful he was, primarily because of his love for the Lord, but also just enjoying the good things in life. He loved others passionately, most especially the poor. He came from a rich family, but he was not tethered. He did not love riches. He gave everything away zealously. If he saw someone without shoes, his parents would find him coming home without any shoes, but because he'd given them away. His family would go on vacation, but he'd stay back because he wanted to stay and serve the poor and was worried the people he loved so much wouldn't be taken care of. He also loved the Eucharist with a zeal. He'd frequently spend the nights in adoration. He would go to Mass every morning, and he had a special way to make sure he could do that. He didn't want to wake up his family, so he had a rope tied on his wrist. Then the gardener would wake up and tug on the rope to make sure he got up in time, just to make sure he could make it to daily Mass every single day. On his death, age 24, countless came to his funeral. His family had no idea who these people were, but so many of them were the poor that he loved so well. One of the last actions he gave, he wrote on notes, "Give this medicine to someone who's expecting it, taking care of the poor." One of the last things also he wrote on a card of him climbing a mountain was, "Verso l'alto," to the heights. That in this normal, holy life, we are called to the heights of holiness. Blessed Carlo Acutis, similarly, he loved the normal things in life. He played soccer, loved his friends like a normal teen would. He loved electronics. He owned a PlayStation, and he was actually really good at coding. And with his normal life, he would also love the poor, just like Frassati. As a little kid, he'd give his allowance completely away to the poor. He'd organize festivals and fairs so that the poor could be given extra money. And just like Frassati, he had a zealous love for the Eucharist. One of his most famous quotes, "When we face the sun, we get a tan. But when we stand before Jesus in the Eucharist, we become saints." Acutis made a website evangelizing others, promoting Eucharistic miracles, so that others would know that certain areas throughout the world, history of the church, the body of Christ at Mass would actually become flesh. It happens countless times, and he made sure that others knew about this so that others could fall in love with the Eucharist. These saints, in a few hours, are utterly relatable. Not monks, live normal lives. Acutis had Nike shoes. And they're so normal and so holy. Being a saint isn't being weird. Being a saint is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. And they did this. We all know we have to do this. Love God with everything. We know we have to pray. Be here, fasting helps. We know we have to love Jesus, especially the Eucharist. We know we have to love others, most especially the poor. We all know it's possible to be saints. A part of our hearts hears that and thinks, I don't know if I got what it takes. Or that's just too much. Or maybe even, I don't know where to start. The very first step to becoming saints is to choose it. One of the most important steps we can make in our life is the choice to become saints. St. Teresa of Avila says, we need to have a determined determination. In her Spanish language, una determinación determinada. We need a determined determination to become saints. Because if we just wander thinking, we'll see what happens. Football games don't do that. Get out there, see what happens. Maybe we'll do all right. That's ridiculous. Or we maybe have the idea of like, I just want to be okay. I want to be decent. I just want to be a good person. That's like saying, I just want to be a husband and not go to jail. It doesn't add up. Our gospel today, Jesus makes that abundantly clear. He says, the parable of building a tower, the parable of the king's army. If you start to build a tower, but don't look how much it's going to cost, it'll look you like a fool. If you send out the army not sure if you're going to win, it'll look like a fool. We have to count the cost of just what it takes to become saints and then choose it. Of course, we can't know every single detail of our life. We don't need to. We have to look at our lives, and like Jesus says, is Jesus before our family? He says hyperbolically hate them, but he just means put Jesus first. Is Jesus before them? Is Jesus before our possessions? Is Jesus before our own life? And ultimately, we simply have to tell the Lord, Jesus, I choose you and put you first. Carlos says, holiness is not a process of adding anything, but of subtraction. It is a removal of myself to make space for God. So looking at our possessions, any of our distractions, anything we might put before God, with Carlo Acutis, we have to subtract that from our life so that Jesus can be first. And even the most important thing in our life, next to the Lord, our family. For Sadi, the reason he had the rope tied around his wrist is because his family did not like that he went to daily Mass. So he'd wake up extra early in a sneaky way, would run to Mass and run home to make sure he got in time home for breakfast. His family said they'd hear him come in, catch his breath to make sure it didn't look like he'd make a scene, then sit down for family breakfast. But at the end of the day, daily Mass came before awkwardness in the family, because Jesus comes before awkwardness in family. And so lastly, another saint, Thérèse de Lisieux, says, you cannot be half a saint. You must be a whole saint or no saint at all. There is no becoming half a saint. There is no following Jesus as a disciple from a distance. There is no being okay, a decent Christian. It's, am I following Jesus and trying to love him with everything I have? or not. Yes, we make mistakes, of course, we have confession. But at the end of the day, the decision to become saints, we have to count the cost and then choose it. Yes, Lord, I know this is going to cost a lot, but I know that you will make me a saint, so I choose to become a saint. It's not obscure. It's very relatable. Just like Frassati, just like Acutis, we simply have to trust the Lord. He'll do it, but he wants us to choose it. Count the cost. Renounce what we need to. Love Jesus, especially in the Eucharist. Love others, especially in the poor. And after having counted the cost, choose to be saints.